It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
John Mayer says the tabloid rumors of him dating Kourtney Kardashian are not true. He has an interesting theory on how that rumor started, too.
That happens not to be true. Also, I gotta be honest with you, little suspicious about the origin of the story. Not sure the call's not coming from inside the house on this one. And I will say, if the call is coming from inside the house, it's diabolical and genius. I just think I'm post-celebrity relationship probably in my life. I think so.
So what, like the mom's doing that?
Yeah, like just one of them is just spicing up rumors just to gain attention.
Ooh, we should do that on the show. Who's Alex with that's married?
Yeah, it stuck out to me that he said, I'm done dating celebrities. I was like, oh, you are, John. He's my very favorite male singer of all time.
You're like, half of my heart is with you, John.
He told a story about an odd interaction he did have with Kourtney, though.
And here's a much better story than the one that was made up about me. I ran into Kourtney at a party that I kind of crashed, and we're waiting in the valet. Ran into the bass player from the Scorpions, rock band, the Scorpions. And he started throwing me in a video. Hey, be in a video. And I was hamming it up because I love the Scorpions. And then Kourtney Kardashian walks up, and I said to Kourtney, walk away. He's the bass player from the Scorpions. He's going to try to get you in a video, because he was already like, hey, Kourtney, come and be in my video. So all I did was save Kourtney Kardashian from being in a video with the bass player from the Scorpions. Far better story if they had just gone with the truth.
Milo Ventimiglia, who plays the dad on This Is Us, talked to Jimmy Fallon about people always getting his name wrong all the time.
Well, first name, people call me Milo. You know, and I get that. There's a lot of international folks, so like the MI sound is me. But Ventimiglia, I mean, that just got butchered all the time. I mean, Ventima Vegetarian, Milo Vegetarian, Ventima. The worst one, though, actually, was Milo Ventima Whatever.
Who said that?
I was 12. I was playing football. We were in the big championship game. I'm running out on the field, and they're announcing everybody, and they literally get to, like, Ventima Whatever. Ventima Whatever. No, man, I got to find that announcer.
I feel you there, Jack. I'm just calling him Jack because even Milo's hard for me.
Well, you have a really hard to pronounce last name.
Everybody gets it wrong, and because I'm fat, it bothers me. My last name is Pesh, and it's spelled differently than I actually do it for radio. The way I write it out for radio, P-E-S-H, that's how you say it. But everybody does pies, peas. I'm like, okay, the fat kid with pies.
Joe's last name is spelled P-I-S-Z.
No.
Or P-I-E-S-Z.
There you go.
And so, yeah, that's why they think it's pies.
I know. Hey, I'm a weird Polish guy. I didn't pick out the name, so I'm told.
Janelle Evans from Teen Mom 2 and two of her kids, the two kids have been removed from her home now by Child Protective Services after her husband, David Eason, shot and killed their puppy. Per CPS, her oldest son, Jace, is not allowed to come back or visit the home until further noticed, and her other son, Kaiser, was removed from their house. Both boys are from different fathers, but the daughter that Evans shares with Eason is still reportedly at the home due to the fact that authorities believe it is treacherous to be on the property with David Eason at this time. And George Clooney says his experience on 1997's Batman and Robin was one that changed his entire approach to his career and taught him an important lesson about how the movie industry works. He said, I was playing Batman and I wasn't good in it and it wasn't a good film, but what I learned from that failure was I had to rethink how I was working, because now I wasn't just an actor getting a role, I was being held responsible for the film itself. Years later, Clooney had the opportunity to work with Ben Affleck on Argo, and he talked to him about playing Batman in 2016's Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, and Clooney told him, don't do it. Although Ben Affleck did not end up taking his advice and did it anyway, Clooney was gracious enough to say, well, he did great, though. Coming up in less than an hour, Britney Spears shocked everyone yesterday after what she admitted in court.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.